All right. So this is Akeisha with Distributor Services. I'm going to kick off our call with our weekly announcements from the Limitless Voice, our newsletter that is emailed out every single Thursday towards the end of the day. Don't worry, you don't have to sign up to receive this. You'll automatically be subscribed once you join as a distributor. First thing we wanted to touch on was month end is right here. For month end, we have a few different things going on. On the 31st, which is Wednesday, we are opening up corporate offices to allow distributors to come in and work from the office and get some support from corporate. That will coincide with our will call hours for month end. So it is a Wednesday, but we're still opening up for will call and the open house. You're welcome to come in and bring treats and whatnot, and we'll have quite a few distributors here and generate some enthusiasm for your month end. That'll be from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. that we have that open house for will call. Wednesday, we'll also have phone support from Distributor Services from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. So make sure your team is giving us a call to close out their month. We do also offer email support after hours. That begins at 9 p.m. and goes until midnight on Wednesday. So you would just send an email to support@limitlessww.com. And one of our distributor service reps will get back to you immediately to help you with whatever it is that you need. Also, with Labor Day next week, next Monday, we just want to make sure everyone's aware that we are closed. And the corporate office will be closed, so no distributor support either by phone or email. So make sure you guys get a hold of us this week if you do need anything, or shoot us an email and we'll reply to you first thing on Tuesday when we get back into the office. Our Saturday call and webinar on September 3rd will be featuring Ms. Sandy Burgess. She'll be doing a training on that call, so make sure you mark that on your calendar. The details for the phone number and the webinar meeting ID can be found in your voice. And then also, if you're receiving our text alerts, we'll send you a text message update about 20 minutes before just to remind you. So you don't want to miss Sandy and her training. We always hear so highly of all those trainings. So if you haven't heard Sandy yet, you'll definitely want to get on that call. Also, tomorrow is our You Even Better broadcast. We'll be rebroadcasting an episode featuring Tammy Satoli. Tammy was just on our testimonial call a couple weeks ago, and we really got a lot of great feedback on how amazing her journey has been. So to learn more about Tammy and how she's utilized the Limitless products to build her business, make sure you tune in tomorrow beginning at 5 p.m. Mountain Time, and then at the top of the hour every hour until 9 p.m. You can see that by just visiting limitlessbroadcast.com at any of those times. Also, our business opportunity meeting and luncheon that we typically have on Fridays has been canceled for this week because we do have month end on Wednesday. Since we'll be opening the office up for the open house, we're going to be canceling that luncheon. So make sure you have let everyone in your downline know if you had any prospects that were planning on coming in. We're not doing the luncheon this Friday, the 2nd of September. Okay, that is all I have.
All right. Well, we are excited for this call today. We have a very special guest, and many you all know who she is. Our guest today is Dr. Erica Shields, and she has been on such an amazing journey for all of us. I started sneaking up on her through Instagram a couple of years ago, actually, watching her go through her first fitness competition, and I just kept stalking her on Instagram. We had not really been in touch, and I found her through social media, which is such a great place to find people that you want to introduce to Limitless. I watched her go through her first fitness competition, made contact, and she is now today Limitless Worldwide's fitness ambassador. And all of you have been following her journey through fitness competitions this year, where she is placed first not only in her age group, which, by the way, I'm just going to brag, she's 49 years old, 4 children, and looks just absolutely amazing. But she's also very nice, very approachable, is a personal trainer, has her PhD in public health, and she won Mrs. Colorado earlier this year, in April of this year, and went on to the Mrs. America pageant this weekend. Think about it this way, guys. She was one of 52 women in a country of over 300 million individuals representing her state, Colorado, and Limitless Worldwide. She was part of the design around a publication They have a book of all the contestants, and she won the award for the best publication. You've seen it on social media. It's absolutely stunning. And while she didn't get crowned Mrs. America, she will always be our queen. And we asked her today if she would talk about this journey, because some of the same commitments and principles of belief and hope and persistence and commitment, those are all similar principles that every one of us are applying to our lives, from a product, you know, lifespan and health span, but also in building our businesses. So Erica, welcome. We love you, and congratulations on an amazing stop on your journey.
Oh, excuse me. You guys are making me all emotional for some reason. I don't know, you guys. I just wanted to let you know that all of your messages and emails and texts, I read them all. And even though I was really unable to respond to all of you guys, I did see your messages, and it touched my heart. So thank you so much for your love and support. I just want to also let you know that Limitless Products sustained me. At a national level, you are literally in 12 hours of rehearsal. And you're eating one meal a day, basically, by the organization. And so Limitless Shake, Skinny Sticks, and Charge, no joke, sustained me. And I used some Force, too. And then every single contestant there during rehearsals asked me about my skin. And I was able to tell them about Limitless Innovage and all the products that I use. And I was able to show them our ad page, and it was really a great opportunity for me to showcase Limitless. I just wanted to say that right from the beginning. So yay for Limitless.
Yay for Limitless, and we appreciate you being such a great representative.
Oh, you know what? I stand by Limitless. I'm very proud to be a part of Limitless and all of you amazing people and all the great things that you're doing. But getting back to the journey, okay, so, you know, anything that you set your mind to do is never going to be an easy process. So I've had a really good year this year, and I noticed going into this pageant, this Mrs. America, that I was 99.9% on, whereas before I was 110% on. So when you are just a little bit less than your best, you can tell. And I just knew that I wasn't 100%. And, yeah, that affected me just a little bit. But when you go through any type of journey, there's going to be ebbs and flows. And I know for me, since my last competition, yeah, I mean, we all go through times when we look our best and then we don't look our best, and then we look in the mirror and we get discouraged. And, you know, we put on a little bit of weight. We don't look as good as we did a few months ago. That is extremely discouraging. And how do you get out of that slump? How do you get yourself back on top? How do you get remotivated again? For me, every one of us is different. And for me, today, when I unpacked my stuff last night, I got up this morning and I started a whole new day. And I'm going to be doing another fitness competition soon. So I have to be doing something to keep myself motivated. And so it's a new day. I'm feeling really fresh. I've had a lot of sleep. I ate really healthy this morning. I'm back on plan. And so that really helps, you know, with endorphins and keeping your mind and keeping yourself, motivated. When you just start a new day, don't focus on the things that you're not. Don't focus on your mistakes. Don't focus on the fact that you've put on 5 pounds in the last 30 days. Today's a new day. It's a Monday. I love Mondays. Monday's my very favorite day of the week, which may sound odd for most because, you know, Monday seems to be a drag day for a lot of people, but not for me. For me, it's a new day of the week. I can start fresh. So if any of you are going through a period of time right now where you're feeling a little discouraged, maybe lacking a little bit of motivation, I can't even tell you how many women at the pageant were feeling that way, feeling just a little discouraged because, honestly, I'm not going to lie, this was a little heavier group this year. I don't even know how to explain it. Melinda, maybe you would have maybe agree with that. But our women were a little self-conscious because we had a 52-year-old, we had a 49-year-old, and then we had 22-year-olds all on the same stage. You can't compete physically with that. You know what I mean? You can't compete like that. And so, you know, and you can't help but feel a little discouraged. So don't be discouraged. Don't compare yourself to others. You are who you are, and you just need to love yourself enough to do what it takes to start anew. And today's a new day. So reset your goals and just start all over again. And you know what? Use your limitless products because they do work. I did a 15-day beach bikini right before I did the pageant, and it worked for me. I lost 10 pounds, which I needed to do. And I just needed to, and it worked for me. So use your products. Start a new goal. Start today. Believe in yourself. Believe in the journey, and realize that it's absolutely normal to have ups and downs, ebbs and flows. You know, you're not going to be perfect all the time, but don't beat yourself up over the head with it, because that starts that downward spiral, you know, that sabotage. Well, you cheated once, I've gained 5 pounds, what the crap, I'm just going to just keep going down. Don't think like that. You just can't do that, because I've been there. I've been there in the last few weeks, to be honest. I'm starting all over again. I'm excited. I'm re-energized. I'm re-motivated, starting a new goal. So I want you guys to understand that it's okay when things aren't always going the way it should, because there's lessons to be learned through that.
Well, that's really powerful. And, you know, a lot of times, because we do have so much success, we have so many great stories of individuals who, with our products, have lost weight. And we like to say, well, we're not necessarily a weight loss company per se.
Right.
We're a health company. We're a health and wellness company. We're a health, wellness, and wealth company. And I think the principles that you're talking about, Erica, I know there are people on this phone who, from their business perspective, have said, I'm not, you know, especially as we're coming to the closing days of summer. And sometimes, you know, on any given time, people are on vacation, and it's hard to keep your business in the upward direction, and you sometimes feel like your business can take a pause. And I just think it's really great as we're coming into the end of August, number one, we don't want to give up on August. We still have 3 great days left in the month of August for our business. We've got a great promotion going on with Lunagen, buy one, get one free. We can get with all of our customers, and what a great product to come off of summer with, because if we've had the heavy summer partying and had those extra, you know, barbecue chips and everything else has come on board, we can certainly now get everybody on track. But it's great principles of life, is that it's a journey. And nothing in life just continues to go up, 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 up. There's up and a little bit of down. And as long as the overall trend is up, then that's what keeps you moving forward. So we love it, and we love you. And I know there was a period of time, and again, I don't mind, I hope you don't mind that I said this publicly, but I know right after the announcements were made on this particular pageant, I know there was that period of time where you felt like you let all of us down at Limitless. And we just want you to know that you didn't let us down, that we're behind you on the journey. We're inspired by the journey. We're inspired by you being vulnerable to, you know, step up to the plate and say, hey, I'm going to go compete. I'm going to compete with myself. And yes, I'm going to be judged, you know, with others in the plate. And there's a process there. There's a refining of that. And gold starts with ore and dirt. And it has to be put through that refiner's fire to end up with gold. And you didn't let us down. You've inspired us. And we are very proud of you and very proud to have you be a part of Limitless Worldwide.
Oh, thank you, guys. Well, I also wanted to reiterate the fact that, and you all know this, this is nothing new, but sometimes it's okay to not win. You know, sometimes it's okay to lose the game. Sometimes it's okay to just, because you have to hit the bottom in order to be able to appreciate the top. Because if everything was always easy all the time, there would be no stretching. There would be no growth. And so I am not at all disappointed. I am in a way, but not really, because I'm fired up to go back and do what I need to do here in my state. I'm fired up even more so for Limitless. You have no idea the exposure we were able to give Limitless. The women are talking about Limitless all day. I have a private Facebook page. It's just our 52 contestants. We're talking Limitless over here, and it's really, really exciting. So, you know, I may not have gotten the crown, but I'm really excited about things that are going to be happening in our future for Limitless as well as my own future. So anytime there's a down, look at it as a positive. And we all know that. We've all heard that. It's very cliche, but it's very, very true. So I'm really grateful for you guys, for your friendship, your love, and your support, and it sustains me. So thank you for that.
Oh, well, thank you. And so here's a question for you. You're now going to move forward. Today is the first day of the rest of your life. What products are you going to focus on as you get prepared? And what are some of the things that you do, some easy, you know, 1, 2, 3 steps that people can use to all get back on track that they can share with their customers to help build their business?
Okay, so the first thing I did was I made a commitment to get back on my exercise plan. And whatever your plan is, you have to incorporate a workout exercise plan because you can't just eat your way to health. You have to move, and so you have to recommit to 10 minutes a day. We've got to get back to that, 10 minutes or 20 minutes. So for you hardcore people, you know, get back into that regimen, start today, get back to it. That's first. Second thing is, you know what? Figure out, you know, if you ate a bunch of pizza yesterday like I did, I'm not going to lie, a bunch of pizza and a bunch of chocolate and a bunch of crap, and you feel horrible, today I feel great. So I started off with my egg whites and my spinach, and then, you know, I've got all my limitless products. I started off with my everything that I normally do, I'm back to normal today, and I feel great. So get back on your limitless regimen. If you haven't been following your limitless regimen regularly, get back on it. Whatever that was, and even if it's just your 1-2 shakes a day, do it because it works. And I would say the third thing was, don't beat yourself over the head over stuff. Just keep things simple. Just have 1 or 2 things that you can do differently today than you did yesterday. Don't make a list of 20 things because that's overwhelming. So today I said, I'm going to eat right. I'm going to take my limitless products. I'm going to start my exercise plan. Those are my 3 things I did today. And that, the rest is, I don't care. The rest of my day can just, however. But on those 3 things, if I can nail it, I'm going to be fine. So start with just something small like that.
Okay, and what is your, you know, eating isn't always easy. Mm-hmm. And I think what some people do, eating's easy. Eating according to a better plan. Thank you. Rachel's like, eating's really easy, Malin. Come on. But I think sometimes that becomes a challenge. I know for me personally, I'll share it with just me personally. You know, you work all day, you come home, you're going to either fix what's fast or go out to get what's fast. And so what are, you know, 3 guiding principles as you're trying to, you know, eat better? Is it because, you know, there's a million things out there. There's now the ketone diet, which is eat all fat. Mm-hmm. There's the carb diet, which is eat no lean, you know. and some people just don't eat, which we know isn't healthy either. So what are just some quick guiding principles? Again, keeping in mind that our philosophy at Limitless, and I know you know this, our philosophy at Limitless is it's not just a magic pill that you take. But our products will support you, and like you said, they will sustain you in your own personal goals. But you have to make those goals. And one of those things is eating and moving. But you have to eat right, and you have to eat. You can't not eat. So can you just give 3 eating principles that are kind of one of your guides?
Well, first and foremost, is I always adhere to the at least 4 meals a day program. I always like to do even 6, sometimes 7 meals a day, but that's not always going to be realistic for, you know, the average American. So I would say at least 4 meals a day. When I say 4 meals, they can be something as simple as a piece of beef jerky with, I don't know, a cup of yogurt or something. So whatever works for you. Make sure you have a protein and a carb with every meal. That's just basic. That's not considering your goals and all that kind of stuff, but just in general, for the average person, make sure you have a protein and a carb with every meal. For example, I had eggs and spinach this morning. Spinach is considered a carb. It's a fibrous carb, not a starchy carb, but it's a carbohydrate because protein and carbohydrate need to work together to work efficiently in the body so that most of your nutrients are absorbed. So that's what you want to do. You want to have a protein and a carb with every meal. You want to have a starchy carb pre-workout and post-workout. So let's say you're going to go for a walk for, you know, an hour walk with your dog. Make sure you have maybe a slice of toast with maybe a half a tablespoon of, say, almond butter or peanut butter before you go, if that works for you, and maybe come back and have your shake, you know, afterwards within an hour or so. Something like that. And I've always said this before, you want to prep meals ahead of time if possible. We all have busy schedules, so if you prep all of your meals, the hearty meals, you know, one day a week and prepare for 3 or 4 days in advance, that always works best. That's where you're going to see the most success. The research suggested it and has proven that when you prepare your meals in advance, you're going to see more success. For me, we live in a state where we have so many meal prep companies, way more than I think Utah does. So I have Tokyo Joe's right here, and so they actually will make a meal for me to my specifications. All I have to do is pick it up. So sometimes I do that because I really don't have time. And so I will order my food, pick it up, you know, 5 hours later, and bam, I'm good to go. So you can utilize some of those companies in your state. They also mail you food from wherever. So that's always an option too. But planning ahead. You always want to plan. Sometimes that's hard for people, but you guys are limitless health span architects. You guys have schedules. You guys should know how to plan. That should be a forte of yours, you know, when you're, you know, looking at your schedule. So being able to throw in your meal prep, you know, inside that schedule, that should be pretty easy for you guys. So prepping ahead of time, having a protein and carb with every meal, having at least, you know, I said 4 meals, but at least 3 healthy snack meals, and then a good healthy meal, you know, for dinner or something is really, really important.
And you used 15-day bikini body.
I did.
And so now that you've experienced it yourself, our shakes are really great because they have 16 grams of carbohydrate and they're not that high in sugars. And so I think your net carbs on those are only like 10 net carbs. We were doing the math on that the other day. And it has 16 grams of protein. It has 6 grams of fiber. And so it's a really great way. And it is meal replacing, meaning that it has some vitamins and minerals, and yet it's only 140 calories for 2 scoops in water, and it tastes great even if you only make it in water. So that's a great way for people. If people wanted to say, hey, I'm just going to do a little 2-week, 15-day bikini body, that can help with jump starting.
You know, I have to tell you, being, you know, a fitness competitor, I have to take certain proteins and all that kind of stuff. So I never really used the shake in my regimen until right before the pageant. And I was skeptical, thinking that really 2 shakes a day is going to fill me up. Not a chance, but I went for it. I am not kidding. It totally worked. I had my 2 shakes. I had my meal at night that they provide for us with, you know, healthy carbs, all that kind of. It really works. I totally lost 10 pounds in 7 days. That was me, you know, but individual results will vary, but it was awesome. It really did curb my appetite, and it worked for what I needed at that time. So If you're wanting to start somewhere, I don't know where to start, start with that 15-day bikini body plan, and I guarantee you will see results, you know, in 15 days, and then you can move forward and, you know, with your fitness goals after that. But definitely a good jump start for sure. I am living testimony, let me tell you.
All right. Well, we just wanted to have a day where we could thank you. We forgot to make the announcement for questions to come in. We've had comments coming in, and we want to appreciate all of those comments. So I'm just going to really pull a rabbit out of my hat right now because we've had some comments come in. I'm going to have Rachel draw some names out of people who have been sending comments. We've had great ones, people saying, hey, this is just what I needed to hear. This is great. We love Erica. And so we appreciate all those comments, and we're going to draw a name from all of those comments. And today we're going to give away a 15-day bikini body. How's that? Just because,
yay!
You know, it's a great way. So let's draw the name, Rachel. Who wins the 15-day bikini body?
And today's winner is going to be Lisa Burgess.
That's great, Lisa. And you know, that's fun because, when we see the pictures, we've got before and after pictures of Lisa. Lisa, for those of you who don't know who she is a fitness competitor as well, or a certified fitness professional. And She is Ken and Sandy's daughter-in-law, and a lot of times they show the before picture of her, and they say, this was her skinny fat. And yeah, I know, Lisa, I've talked to her. She will be so excited about this particular program because we all have those do-over moments when we want to get back on track, and I know if she's not in one of those, she'll cycle through it. So, Lisa, congratulations. Erica, thank you so much. Obviously, this isn't the end of the road for us. It's a process. It's a journey, not just an event. And Erica will be joining us at our fly-in in October. We have a lot of fun things that are going to be up and coming. So stay tuned, guys. Work really hard for month-end close. We're so excited about what's going on. There's so much buzz in the air. And we are coming into the best building time of the year. September, October, and November can really launch your business. So let's make 2016 great. Thanks, Erica, for joining us. Let's go ahead and take it off mute. And as you're